This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One of the Democratic arguments against President Trump is that he mismanaged the pandemic. Dr. Merrill Matthews asks, would a Democrat have managed the pandemic better? He looks at four criticisms. First, was the response too slow? On March 2nd, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo assured the people of his state that the general risk remains low in New York. On the same day, President Trump was meeting with a major pharmaceutical company or two to speed the process of getting a vaccine. And it's also worth mentioning that on that day, there were 90 COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths. So 11 days later, on March 13th, President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. You could argue that he could have done it earlier, but 11 days doesn't look like negligent procrastination. Second, critics say that Trump didn't listen to the experts. Surgeon General Jerome Adams wrote that Americans should stop buying masks. They're not effective in preventing the general public from catching the coronavirus. A third criticism of Trump has been the number of people filing for unemployment. But there's a clear connection between the shutdowns implemented by the governors and subsequent unemployment. Usually it was Democratic governors who supported stricter and longer shutdowns. Finally, there's a U.S. death rate. America has the 8th highest death rate per capita. The 4 states with the highest death rates are New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. They have Democratic governors and have higher death rates because of a disproportionate number of deaths in nursing homes. Mistakes have been made at the federal and state level because the virus was novel and unpredictable. I don't think someone from a different party could have done much better. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.